There's a famous medrash we're all familiar with about when the at Matan Torah, when before God gave the Torah to the Jews, he went ahead and offered it to all the nations of the world. So they have different versions of which nation what he gave, but they went to Esav and said, "Thou shalt not murder," to Ammon, Moab, "not to steal," "not to commit adultery," and they rejected the Torah. They said, no, he came to the Jews, and they said, "Nasa v'nishma." So, you know, so the question is, we all know that there are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and the non-Jews are obligated in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and last I checked, murder, stealing, Arias, they're all in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So what exactly were they refusing? What does the Medrash mean? Or they said, sorry, we can't take it. Well, they're already doing it anyway. So what's the difference between, apparently there must be a difference between the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, not to steal, not to murder, and what in the Aseret HaDibros. So we'll have to come back to this to answer this question. So there's a famous principle in Shas called Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. And in fact, it's a debate in the Gemara whether Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. As I like to point out, no one says before you're about to put on your tefillin or shake the lulav, don't have Kavana. It's a post facto machlokas. It's a legal issue. If I do a mitzvah without the requisite Kavana, do I have to repeat the mitzvah or not? So the poskim say, by a mitzvah d'oraisa, we pass the mitzvah Sriches Kavana. By a mitzvah drabanan, we pass the mitzvah ein shrichas kavana. So we know when so Rav Shlomo Zalman and others point out that this halacha, mitzvah shrichas kavana, brought down in the Gemara, seems to be mitzvahs ben adam lamakom. That it's always by sukkah, by lula, by shofar. That's where we find the concept of mitzvah shrichas kavana, i.e. meaning do it kach siva Hashem. But the question is, what kavana should one have when they do a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro? So, of course, a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, a chok, that you, of course, you do it because kach siva Hashem. But what do you do? What type of motive? What should I be thinking when I do? Should I be thinking that when I do bikar cholim, nicham aveilim, God commanded me to do? I couldn't care less about the person, but God. In other words, oh, Baruch Hashem, I found someone sick. I hid their mitzvah. This person's really sick. I'll fulfill my mitzvah. Or do I say no? Ben Adam Chaveiro is different. You should do it because you want to become, you want to, you know, you might do it for yourself also, which is okay, but you want to do it because you want to be a nice, you want to help out the person in need. So is the mitzvah Ben Adam Chaveiro any different? So there's a famous Rambam in Shmona Prakim, in the sixth parak, where the Rambam writes, what should our kavana be? So the Rambam writes, when you're walking by a treif restaurant and those pork chops smell amazing, and so you don't say, oh, ugh, disgusting, who eats pork chops? Or those lobsters, apparently, they're supposed to be a delicacy, I don't know. That's what everyone says. Should you you say, look, disgusting, who wants those? But you should say, no. You should say, rotza ani. I really would love to eat lobster. I'd love to eat pork chops. I'd love to go to that treif bakery with the lard and have those, I don't know what a treif food is, but babka, Danish is whatever they eat. So the Rambam says, no, you should say, rotza ani. I really will have a tremendous desire. I want to eat these things. But what can I do? Avinu b'shamayim, my Father in Heaven told me I can't do. That should be our attitude. So it's usually we usually get the Rambam the opposite. The Rambam says, we disgusting pork, lobster, Rambam. No, you should have a taiva that you should want to do it. And what can I do? I won't give in to my taiva. However, the Rambam says, this is only by chukim, which we will call Ben Adam Wamakam. But mitzvah Ben Adam Chaveiro, mitzvah sichlis, no, you shouldn't say, you know, I really want to murder this guy, but what can I do? I might get caught, or I really want to steal, but the government might catch. See, people have it the opposite. When it comes to an Eilu Makom, ugh, disgusting. But I want to steal, but I can't because I might get caught. Or so it's the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says when it comes to mitzvahs with Eilu Makom, you say rotza ani. But when it comes to Be'adam L'chaveiro, not rotza ani that I want to murder, I want to steal, or rotza ani, yeah, that I should do a chesed. I want to do the chesed. I want to, not that, I don't, you know, what can I do? I don't really want to do it, but I'll force myself because, if it wasn't a mitzvah, I wouldn't do it. And there, you would, so that's the Rambam. So the Rambam makes a distinction between mitzvahs Be'adam L'makom and Be'adam L'chaveiro. So where does the Rambam get it from? So perhaps we have some sources in Parshas Mishpatim that along the lines, so the Rav Moshe writes, the Netziv, other Achronim, that it says in the Parshas Mishpatim, Im Kesef Talves Ami, it says that there's a mitzvah to loan someone money, to loan a Jew money. Don't take ribbis, etc. So the Mefarshim Abba, the Rashi quotes it in Chazal, the Pasuk says, Im Kesef Talveh. In other words, Im means if. If you lend. So, but what do you mean? But really the Pasuk means when you lend. You have a chiyuv to loan someone money. Why? What's the if? So Rav Moshe writes, because that's the yisod of mitzvah v'adam l'chaveiro. Don't lend your money because you have to. You should do it as if. The Torah once writes it as if, but to teach you, you should do it because that's what you should be doing. That's why it says it's an ani imach, that you have to feel like you're an ani. It's very hard for many people. Many of us, we're never poor, afflicted with poverty. Someone knocks on your door, you see someone on the street or whatever the case may be. It's hard to relate to that. It's hard to have a hergish and feel his pain. So the Torah is telling me, in kesef, you want to do it with a smile and make you happy. And it's on the imach, make yourself like you are, have the hergish. That's the famous story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He used to go around like many gedolim, and people still do, collecting money for his yeshiva, for institutions, for people. So he went to a big veer, and it was like a cold winter in Europe somewhere, and the guy sees him, so he says, oh, he welcomes him. So Rav Yisrael Salanter just stays on the porch. He's talking like for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. So finally, you know, after 10 minutes, he goes in. So the person said to Yisrael Salanter, like, why did we stand out there for them freezing? He says, I'll tell you why, because now when I asked you for money, we need heat in the yeshiva. This person needs food. You'll feel the hergish. You'll feel the pain. And therefore, no seba o chavero. That's the essence of Adam o'chavero. And in fact, and that's why we understand the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. It's very strange. The first mitzvah given after Matan Torah is the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. It's the mitzvah someone will go with, someone couldn't afford it. He sold it. There's different types of Eved Ivri, but Machru based it. But a person steals, or a person that owes money, he can't pay back, so he has to work. So the question is, why is this the first mitzvah given after Harasid? I couldn't find a more relevant mitzvah. We don't even have avodim today. Lincoln freed the slaves, even though that's not what an Eved Ivri is anyway. So they point out that we know there's a famous Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis that says the Torah should have began with Tachodesukam Rosh Chodashim. Why begin with mitzvahs? Why begin Bereishis? So there's a Yerushalmi that writes based on a pasuk in Va'era that God gave by Yishalchetz Bnei Yisrael. God commanded Moshe to command. They gave them a mitzvah in Mitzrayim while the Jews were still slaves in Egypt. What was the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. That, you know what? Later on, we're going to give the Torah and we're going to there's a mitzvah after 6 years to free Eved Ivri. So perhaps that's why. So it's since it was the first mitzvah given, according to the Yerushalmi, so then that's why it was. But the question, why did God give the mitzvah? Why does God want this mitzvah first? And why did he give it to them? Why didn't he wait to just, why didn't he wait to after the Torah was given? Because the answer is that the Jews were suffering in Avdus and torturing and suffering and treated terribly. So now let me give you the mitzvah. Remember, when you become a master, as the Mefarshim, it's a psychological thing. If you were mistreated as a master, you're more likely to go ahead and probably child abuse.
Right.
You would think someone who's abused, they're less likely. It's the opposite for psycho. So you were abused, it's payback time. So specifically here, but feel, remember the pain you're in. I want you to remember that when you have an Eved Ivri, I want you to have it. So that's the motto of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Why is Eved Ivri picked? Because the Yisod is not because you don't do Ben Adam L'Chaveiro Kach Siva Hashem, like it's a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, like I'm shaking Lulav. No, you do it dafa because you care for a person, you want it to become better, and you want to actually help the person. And that's why we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well gave us that message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, by in Torah it says, V'tachas Roglav, the Pasuk says, and Rashi quotes from a Chazal that God had a brick under whatever, he doesn't have a body, whatever it means, under his feet. So what's the pshat? Why do you have a... And it says the same brick that he had from the Avdus during when he gave the Torah, he had the brick. So what's the pshat in the Medrash? Because the Medrash is... Because obviously God doesn't need a reminder, but it's a reminder that God thinks about all the bricks, the terrible suffering, that had to collect bricks without destroyers and all the hard labor and tremendous suffering. And they went ahead and they had to gather it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah, it, so to speak, he's feeling, he's telling them, when I'm giving you all these mitzvahs, but Amul Chaveiro, we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nosti Ve'ol Chaveiro, so too we are. So Eved Ivri is the motto, specifically the first mitzvah given. And this is the Yisod of the Rambam. The Rambam saying the same thing. Dafka Ben Adam, we see the motto of Eved Ivri as perhaps one of the many sources the Rambam had. And as well, now we can understand what the question we began with. The question was, what do you mean? The Medrash says they came by and they were offered the Torah. They said, go Sirtzach, go signal, we don't want it. I, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So that's what the Mefarshim point out, that the Aseres HaDibros is much more broad. The Maharal Miprag writes, he goes into Arichas, that he writes, Lo Sachmod is the epitome of the Ten Commandments. They're going in ascending order. It seems like anticlimactic, like not to covet someone's wife and property. Like, what kind of letdown is it? So the Maharal explains, and others, really, it's the bookends. Because the famous Kasha of the Eben Ezra, how could you even command someone not to desire? It's one thing the Torah, I understand, they could tell me not to steal and not to do any physical acts or verbal acts against someone. But within my heart, like, who cares? Why is it bothering? It's not hurting you. You don't know what I'm thinking. In fact, that's one of the Raya's refers, brings out that there's a Torah min HaShamayim. How could a God tell you, don't have, so I'll be thinking how bad about this king, and he'll have no idea what I'm thinking. So he points out that what's the Yisod of Los Sachmon? It's Megala. That's how Anokhi Hashem Elokech. It's also a mitzvah belief. But Los Sachmon is Megala on all the Ten Commandments, which is really the 613 mitzvahs, is that it's not enough. When it comes to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, we're interested in controlling our behavior. And therefore, I don't care. If you want to kill someone, I can't stop you. But I don't care what you think. Functionally speaking, you can't murder. I don't care if you like the guy, hate the guy, don't steal. It's all behavioral regulations. When it comes to the Torah, it's much more than the Torah is not saying, it's not enough not to steal. You have to be a gavra, you have to be a person who doesn't have the ability to steal. It's not that you just can't murder, you have to work on yourself, you become a person that I couldn't even think about doing murder. That's the Yisod. So when it came to the Sheva Mitzvah and Noach, they were fine. Okay, so we'll keep it begrudgingly, but we don't have to change our nature. But the Torah demands that we all change our nature. It's not enough not to do the bad act. We have to work on ourselves. And that's why the the Bnei Esav, that's why they couldn't accept, they could accept the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, it's only behavioral regulation. When it comes to the Torah, it's all about, it's not enough just our actions, we have to actually feel and become better. And in fact, that's why we could explain as well, this, it depends when I'm speaking, but we're just about to read this, well, this coming Shabbos anyway, it's Shabbos Mevarchim. Chodesh Adar, with a lot of mitzvahs, b'adam al-chaveiro, b'atanat v'avyona, mishal achmanos. So we're going to say in the Birkas HaChodesh, number one is we have a Sefer Torah, and we stand, we pick up a Sefer Torah, and we say, chaveirim ko Yisroel v'no marmin. Like, great, we're all friends, okay, like, what's so special here? I hope we're friends when we leave Shul also, or before. Like, what's the Sefer Torah, and what's the Birkas HaChodesh? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain based on a Rav Sajagon. Rav Sajagon in Emunah V'Deyos writes, he has a lesson that the Rav Soloveitchik quoted all the time, that he says, basically the Torah is the Mitzaref. That the Torah is the one that connects us all. In other words, the Rav Soloveitchik explained based on the Rambam. The Rambam's sheets about Kiddush HaChodesh is you need a Beis Din Hagadol. It's a machlokes Rambam Ramban. The Rambam sheet is you need a Beis Din Hagadol. You need this great court at Sanhedrin to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have a Beis Din Hagadol. So what takes the place? The Sefer Torah, that we are the Beis Din HaGadol, Kla Yisrael. So we hold on to a Sefer Torah, as Rav Sajagon says, the Torah is Mitzarev is all together, and then we say, Chaveirim Kla Yisrael V'nomar Amen. And that's the Yisod, whether it's any Rosh Chodesh Adar with Matanas Rav Yonim, Mishalach Manos, but that's the Yisod of the Rambam, that's the Yisod of Eved Ivri, and the Yisod of Matan Torah, that when we do Mitzvahs b'adam al-chaveiro, it's not enough that it's behavioral, but it has to change us, and we have to feel the pain, and that's the kavanah we should have, that we're helping the people and to become better people.
Sure.
How long was it?
Yeah.